And now this is a dictation for Jennifer Loudenbeck, L-O-U-D-E-N-B-E-C-K. July 176, addresses a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Murray, a follow-up for Mrs. Loudenbeck. Chronic kidney disease, total colectomy because of Crohn's disease, has an ileostomy. History of kidney stones, last visit November. No activity of the urine for stones, no back or flank discomfort, no fever, no gross blood. Eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, no blood in the ileostomy output. No chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system is negative. Medication list review. Remains on prednisone. Estrogen, progesterone replacement, medications for depression, calcium replacement, potassium, magnesium replacement, no anti-inflammatory agents, today blood pressure 120/80, weight 164, alert of intestine 3, no respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, no abdominal discomfort, has an ostomy, no ascites, no edema, no focal deficit, next paragraph, chemistries, April, creatinine 1.2, which is baseline, anemia 10.9, the normal white blood cell platelet, MCD at 93, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 56. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Next number, total colectomy, Crohn's disease, ileostomy. Next number, electrolyte acid base stable, continue magnesium potassium replacement, continue normal saline 3 days a week intravenous. Next number, prior bariatric surgery, gastric sleeves, history of kidney stones with prior left-sided hydronephrosis, presently not active. Next number, nutrition appears to be stable. Next number, a tendency for low blood pressure hypovolemia, but presently looks okay. Update iron studies, B12 folic acid. She is steroid dependent. Failed prior attempt of removal with adrenal crisis. Come back in 6 months.